This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. We are ready to go on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a program that was established decades ago to bring people into focus with the real story, the real issues, if you will, the talk that matters. And so Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's their executive in charge of executives at Talkers, right? All the executives
all
report
of them.
To you. You're
they
the
all come
chief
to me.
Executive.
They all come
yep.
to me for the
right.
executive washroom key.
Yes, right. The key to their arch. Brought to you by the folks at Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. All right, so Michael is here to go through the story list, the people list. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. If that makes a difference to anybody, it may or may not. The credibility. Michael is the credible source here on the program. He's got the goods, as we say, the research. And so the top 10 stories, we're about to unfold those, and the people list as well. Michael, please have at it.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, people are talking about the extreme weather that we're having this winter in various parts of the nation. The Oscar nominations are being buzzed about at number 9. At number 8, the problems that are surrounding Boeing airplane manufacturers. China's economy is at 7. Artificial intelligence and social media are in the 6th spot. Number 5, the U.S. versus Houthi rebels. At number 4, Israel and Hamas, the war. At number 3, Trump's legal battles and the Willis allegations. And we have at number 2, U.S. migrant crisis, and that's tied with the debate over aid to Ukraine. And the number 1 conversation topic has been the presidential race. On the People Survey, we have Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie at number 10, and a discussion about what the word snub means. Carrie Lake and Jeff DeWitt are going at it in Arizona at number 9. Peter Navarro at 8. Benjamin Netanyahu at 7. At number 6, E. Jean Carroll tied with Fannie Willis. At number 5, Greg Abbott. At number 4, Mitch McConnell and Mike Johnson. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis have been much discussed at number 3. Donald Trump at 2 and Joe Biden at 1. And there's another week in fantasy land.
Fantasy, man. All right. So, if I were to say to you, Michael, not necessarily the number one story, because we know what it is according to the research, but you pick of the top 10 a story that you would like to discuss and like to take apart, just like to, it would feel good to you to discuss this particular issue. You may not have had the opportunity, but you want a platform to discuss one of these 10 issues. Which one do you choose?
That's a tough question, because I look at them all as one issue. They all blend together to me. That's a great question. You know, I could say I love talking about the Oscar nominations because I like the arts. I like the science and the politics of the arts. Because people are talking about Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie being snubbed in the Oscars. And Whoopi Goldberg says, there's no such thing as a snub. It's subjective. Grow up. You can't have everything you want. I like that topic. The presidential race is always interesting in terms of there's something meaty to talk about. I don't like talking about the wars. They frustrate me because I don't have answers. I only have questions. Artificial intelligence and social media are at the top of my thoughts all the time. I find myself dealing with that. So, as I said, the answer is they all blend together to me. It's a gestalt. It's a zeitgeist, if you will. But the topics I mentioned particularly jump out at me. I find talking about the wars very difficult because it's very easy to go off the rails of common discourse and sound like some type of an idealist. I wish that the human condition were different than it is, but we live in this situation and there's not much we seem to be able to do about it.
There's so many different angles to that, Michael. The thing that, Uri Geller and I are great friends. He's one of the most prominent people. He went back to Israel after spending 50 years touting his performances and wares. And so when I talk to him every week on the air, I don't give him as much time as you have, but I do give him enough time to tell us what's going on with regard to the war. And the things that I come away with in terms of what we don't know here in America or how far we're going down that rabbit hole into not really understanding and not wanting to understand what's gone on. Maybe Netanyahu is guilty of a little more than a little grandstanding, and the Israelis obviously did know what Hamas was up to. But that doesn't stop the fact or change the fact that they attacked, they killed, they looted, they robbed. And so when people are whining about the Palestinians who are having a tough time in this whole, in the circumstance, I get that there ought to be sympathy, there ought to be some sort of way of handling the people who are not directly involved in the war, but it's war. And in war, innocent casualties occur. Look at all the people, the millions and millions of people, never mind the Holocaust and the innocent Jews that were killed by Hitler, but all the rest of the people as well who were killed in Germany, France, England, you name the people who were killed at Pearl Harbor. All the innocent victims, and I don't remember ever, even in Vietnam, which we went through as kids, there was never the kind of look at those poor Vietnamese. There were never any protests. There were never anybody out there saying, don't beat up on the poor Viet Cong. And that's yet the feeling, the thread of all of these college campus protests, save the Palestinians. I don't know. It's frustrating to me.
Well, you've slid through a whole bunch of topics that could be discussed unto themselves, and you've only echoed what I said, that it's a frustrating topic to talk about. I do believe that people were protesting the treatment of innocent civilians in the villages in Vietnam. Stories
really?
About napalming.
Napalming, yeah.
And the soldiers, when they came back from Vietnam, were not treated with the respect that veterans deserve, especially coming back from war, and many of them have psychological issues to this very day. That was an ugly war as well. Perhaps a case could be made, without dwelling on Vietnam, that the innocent victims of Vietnam were the American soldiers that were drafted and sent there to fight a war that couldn't be won.
Yeah. And you can say that about Korea as well. You can say it about a lot of what went on in Afghanistan.
Right.
We keep going to war to feed the beast that is the military-industrial complex. All of this stuff, you can really make an argument that all of these things that we've been involved in for all the years since World War II have been at the hands, at the behest, and the people benefiting from it are the military-industrial people. Those are the people that do well.
But then, on the other hand, if we didn't have militarism, armaments, guns, planes, tanks, ships, we'd be at the mercy of another thing that doesn't seem to disappear from our situation, and that is tyrants, dictators, madmen, Hitlers.
The maddest of the madmen around now, I don't think the leader of China is a madman. I do think Putin is a madman. And I'm convinced that the Ayatollah is an unbelievable crackpot. And the fact that he has as much as, the stories that bring us around to understanding where the money is coming for Hamas and for the Houthi rebels, all that's coming from money that the Iranians didn't have before the Biden administration sent back the money that we were holding of theirs. And, so then it becomes a political thing. But, I guess, we talk about this all the time. Everything becomes political. And it is disgusting. I think it's disgusting to look around and see the concerns about this area, like North Korea this week. Okay, they're starting once again distressful, distracting, or whatever it is. To what end? You know, that's the thing. What is the end result? What are they trying to do? What the North Koreans trying to do? What are the Iranians trying to do? There's so much hate and anger. And yes, that becomes a topic as well, I think. Whether enough people look at it that way, I guess, remains to be seen.
Well, I think they do. I think this is what people are talking about. You know, you talk about the job that we do at Talkers, sorting this all out. We approach it. It's a big, giant mountain of of information.
Yeah.
And we try to sort it out. But in the process, we learn that there's a lot of noise out there. People are talking about all these topics, all the things that you're saying from different angles. The conversation is almost deafening, sorting it out. So I don't think necessarily people are silent about these things. Perhaps certain mainstream news venues should be a little bit more categorical and a little bit more diverse in how they approach these things, a little deeper.
Right. There's always bad news. One of the best things, and I guess it serves the people who support Biden, although Biden's not responsible for it in my mind, is the growing economy. How even in the face of all of the negatives that have happened, the interest rates and looking at the gross domestic product, how much money we borrow, we still have a hugely successful economy that's back growing. Last year wasn't a great year for it. But look around and see things. People are spending money. People are moving into different strata. The job situation is much better. And yet you don't see too much coverage of that. We don't talk about that. And I guess we don't talk about it because it's not controversial.
Well, you'll hear the Democrats talking about it louder and louder as we get closer to the election, which is still a ways off. If a Republican were in the White House, they'd be touting this economy, and the Democrats in it, and the Republicans are touting how bad things are. The fact of the matter is, it's very subjective, and it too is a result of political spin. It's really very disingenuous, the discussion of economics and politics.
Yeah. Well, they all want to claim whatever they can claim. Meanwhile, we'll come back talking about Donald Trump because nobody ever talks about him.
Not enough.
In a matter of moments. Okay. 18 after on the Talk Radio Countdown.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month's supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calatrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to discuss the charts for the week of January 22nd to the 26th. I'm Doug Steffen. Mind-blowing. And if we don't refer to anything else, the fact that we're at the end of the month of January already is a mind-blowing discussion in and of itself. These stories are important, but think about time and the construct of time. I know you and I are both fascinated with quantum physics and the things that we don't seem to be able to understand. And I find each day is more, not frustrating, because there's so much more information that's available. You know, people are all worked up. One of the topics here, continuing number six on the story list, is artificial intelligence. And yet we have so much human intelligence that's being used to discover things, to plot courses to get rid of diseases. That story this week, from Mars, that little helicopter. Did you see the video of that little helicopter? It was up there trying to find out whether there was life in the history of Mars, the planet. Of course there is. Of course there was at some point in time. But this little helicopter, it's bigger than a drone, but it takes 8 seconds. Somebody down in Houston pushes a button, or I think it may be at the Jet Propulsion Lab. They direct this helicopter, and 8 seconds later, it does what they told it to do.
It sounds sort of like the connection we have sometimes between us on the air.
Yes, it does. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's the speed of light. Information travels at the speed of light through the electromagnetic field, and it takes 8 seconds for the signal to go from Houston to the thing, and then it takes 8 seconds more for them to hear whether or not it worked. It's 16 seconds.
Yep. You know, I would like to spend, if you don't mind, a couple of minutes. If you go to talkers.com and you're reading folks following this fabulous format, this news talk format, and what goes on, there's an analysis, and it's not too much in the weeds, because I think it's worth, a lot of people are really into what we do and how we do it. And so there's one of your editors has an overview of ratings and how the ratings work and how many people are listening to news talk radio with reference to various cities and various stations and stuff. The public knows that they like it, but does the public understand how the system works? I think it's maybe because I'm much of an insider myself, but I thought it would be worth a minute or two of your time to talk about how the ratings work. How do people who do ratings, how do they know who's listening?
Well, radio listenership has always been a mysterious process, whereas selling records, selling box office tickets, selling books is more tangible. There's box office. Box office has two meanings. One, exactly how many dollars go across the counter, and units are sold, and people are involved, and how much money is made. Radio, on the other hand, is conducted in mystery. Nobody really sees who's listening, and there's no machine that could measure everybody listening. Sort of the way we do now with internet stuff. Yeah, how many clicks, how many views, blah, blah, blah. So there, all of these different methods have been designed over the years, like writing down what you remember listening to the past week in a diary, and then the people at the ratings company headed up. Now they've got a thing called the portable people meter, which plugs into some stations. You wear it and you can hear what, and that's complicated. The answer in a nutshell is radio ratings are inexact and subject to a lot of error and exaggeration.
We don't exaggerate our ratings, though. We know we're number one. All right, Michael and I continue. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The governor of Louisiana says he stands beside neighboring Texas and its decision to have National Guard troops in the Lone Star State continue erecting razor wire along the Rio Grande River. This despite a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that called it an overreach of authority.
We stand with Governor Abbott and Texas in reminding the federal government that under our Constitution, states are still sovereign.
Governor Jeff Landry, in a video posted to X in a statement on Thursday, Governor Greg Abbott said Texas has the authority to defend its borders. Former President Trump's attorneys indeed will be making a motion to dismiss election interference charges brought against him in Georgia. His lawyers cite an alleged improper romantic relationship between Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and special prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on great radio stations like WMRD in Middletown, Connecticut. Carries the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week, as does WLIS in New London, Connecticut. So a couple of great Connecticut stations carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to those folks. Thanks to the people that carry the program, and also people who are listening to the program. Without you, where are we? Nowhere. So, there we go. Back into the issues of the day, the events of the day, the discussion of these stories and the Trump circumstance. I have gotten an interesting sort of window. Everything is Trump, and some of this stuff gets talked about on the Republican stations and some doesn't. For example, the investigative journalist David K. Johnston wrote a book when Trump was first elected called The Making of Donald Trump. He's now working on another book, The Second Coming of Donald Trump. He suggested why the president is doubling, tripling, quintupling down on E. Jean Carroll. He is hoping that the jury will award more than $10 million because then he can go out and say, see, further evidence the system is rigged against me. Oh, woe is me. And, just thinking about that, all of this time and effort just so he can cause or call more attention to himself, at least according to this guy's philosophy. Anyway, and so, he keeps talking. He had to pay $5 million to her. The judge said, don't talk about her anymore. So what does he do? He goes out and talks about her some more. And so he's back in court. And, maybe they'll extract another $10 million. And, by the way, he's not paying for these things out of his own pocket. He's using the various and sundry campaign contribution collection units. I don't understand how they can do that, Michael. I don't understand how he can pay his legal bills out of the campaign, out of his donations.
Well, without getting into the legal weeds, some of those organizations through which he collects money from his faithful are not actual political campaign organizations, but rather, food for Trump charities.
Really?
Some of the organizations are, he can just take the money. Some of the vehicles that he's, he asks for. He has people out there that when they see Trump is in trouble, they give $5, $10, $15, $20, and he uses it as he will. I'm not an expert. I would ask Steve Wiseman about this. I'm not an expert on this, but that's basically the broad strokes answer to a really good question. How come he's not breaking campaign finance laws? And perhaps in some cases he is, but in other cases he just asks for money and he sells things, those cards of him being a superhero.
He's like a circus barker, in a manner of speaking. So the question after having that discussion is from many upper. I have many friends, and I'm going to spend some time this weekend with some friends in Florida, where you are. As a matter of fact, I'll be in Jupiter, and I was invited to an event on Saturday night where there will be a lot of high visibility Trump supporters, and they're all college educated, very successful. So my question to them: why are you returning to support Trump? What is there about him? The degree holding Republicans, people who have lots of money, is it that simple that Trump protects your money? The higher education group, why are they supporting Whitney? You got a theory on that?
The word that is going to be in the answer of 90% of the people you ask that question to is going to be policy. They're going to say, I don't like him, he's a creep, but I endorse his policies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you can get into an argument about just how effective his policies are in theory and how he executed them or didn't when he was in power. But that's a whole other layer of the conversation. But policy is the default answer to the question of how can you support this guy? I agree with his policies.
Yeah. All right. So here's another example. I don't mean to make I usually keep Trump out of the focus, but because he is so important, number three and number one actually combine a focus of attention on him. So this week there was a cross burning in South Carolina, and the people who this is sort of a KKK thing, the debate over hate crime law, hate crimes, and the laws that protect people from it. All of the people, there was an undertone of Trump there, and people suggesting that we need Trump to be president so that we can keep America pure. What does that remind you of? And you see this cross burning, and think, good God, that was very poorly covered by the news media for whatever the reason, but it's something that occurred. And then the ancillary stuff, this has been going on, it connects people to January 6th. It connects people to the ugliest part of America or the ugliest part of humanity, and yet they're happy to tell you that they're all supporting Trump.
Well, they also don't necessarily believe that they are ugly. I mean, it's not like, we love him and we love to be ugly. No, they don't think they're ugly. They believe in their cause. The people that followed Hitler, and I'm not comparing Trump to Hitler, but you were referring to purity, and that was definitely Hitlerism. They didn't think they were being bad. They thought it was, an act of virtue to support the homeland, to support the motherland. It has to do with nationalism. It has to do, my country, right or wrong, it is my country. And what you define, the elements that make up the fabric of your country, that's an interesting thing to look at. Well, what makes America America? White people? English?
Well, they think it does. Is that true anymore?
This is a problem Putin has. One of the things that they never talk about is the problems Putin has keeping Russia together. And before, when it was even bigger, the Soviet Union, the Communist Party, they couldn't keep it together. And now, one of the reasons Putin does things like pulling a war based on nationalistic pride and all of that is to try to distract all of the different elements in Russia that stretches across a third of the world or whatever it is, keeping them together. And the United States is like that. You start poking at the threads, pulling the threads of all the differences in America, it can unravel very quickly, which is why there's a very fine line between being an investigative journalist and a muckraker on one side, which is necessary, versus being a rabble-rouser who picks apart the country and divides people. This is a very fine line. And we don't hear enough analysis of that in terms of the national discussion. It often gets lost in highfalutin theories about the First Amendment. Someone will say something really bad, and the subject becomes, well, it's my right to say it per the First Amendment. And that's where it gets distorted. You follow my drift?
I do, as a matter of fact. All right, so number six on the story list is artificial intelligence. I thought it was interesting this week. The estate of George Carlin has sued a company that has created a special George Carlin comedy podcast.
I didn't know they're suing him. They should praise these people for keeping the spirit of George Carlin and his brilliance alive.
They're not. They're suing him.
Oh, my. I didn't realize that. That's a very interesting subject.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many more? You can see it'll happen. Any number of people. John Wayne, somebody's going to take a shot at that. And, go through any list of great stars that have been around. And they'll take their images and do something with them. They will. But then they'll get sued.
I get it. The Carlin estate deserves to make money on this if it makes money. But there's a video out there that's a full George Carlin concert. And it's backed up with AI visuals. And it's brilliant. It's George Carlin doing about an hour and a half routine on a stage in a live setting. You don't see him. You hear him. And it doesn't sound quite like him, but it's very Carlin-esque. And it's basically what Carlin would be saying about today's issues. And it's I thought it was brilliant, but who am I?
You're Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
How do you know?
I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm the AI.
You could be. That's true. Yeah, we created AI Doug Steffen on the program once. He was pretty bizarre, actually, listening to me not talk about anything that I ever talked about. But yet the AI in 3 minutes created a whole 5-minute bit on some issue that we fed into it.
That's awful. Funny. Boy, that's
man.
Funny.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk with Michael about the Michael Harrison, the image interview in a matter of moments here. This program is brought to you every week by the folks at Calitrin, which is America's number one way to lose weight. It's a simple, non-toxic way. It keeps weight off. Not only do you lose, but you keep it off. So I send you all the time to toploss.com to see how the program can work for you. All you have to do is go online to toploss.com, examine the pros from the thousands of people who've had success with Calitrin. It's up to millions of people now. As we get into, next thing, we're all wanting to go to Florida to go to the beach and look our best, and we don't want to lose that weight and keep it off. Well, that's why you go to toploss.com. And now there's a special deal. If you use the discount code Doug when you check out, you get $10 off every bottle. There's another special that you get a free bottle. I mean, they're always a special thing. Check it all out. The specials aren't the important thing. The results are the important thing. And the results you get from going on this all-natural program to lose weight, you can take this stuff with any medication you're on and not have to worry about it at all. There's hundreds of reasons to do this. But you got to move. You have to take the first step. Go to toploss.com. Check out how losing weight can be this easy and positive and productive. And then get on board, right? Use the Doug discount. Free shipping, $10 off every bottle at toploss.com.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
All right, so now it's time for us to focus on this week's guest on the Michael Harrison podcast interview. And this is a story of two old guys who have been old, who are old friends. They've been on the radio for a long time. There's a picture. If you go to talkers.com, there's a picture of Michael Harrison and Richard Neer, who's a radio guy, radio legend in New York. Michael Harrison has a son. And I just said to him off the air, if I didn't know better, I'd be looking at, I think I was looking at your son.
Yeah.
It's a spitting image of you. Anyway, what's in the content here?
It's Richard Neer and Michael Harrison, who've been very close colleagues going all the way back to 1967. That's a number of years, obviously. And we basically have a very focused conversation on the past, present, and future of radio, inspired by the forthcoming World Radio Day, which is happening on February 13th. And we talk about changes in the business and where it's going based upon the relevancy of radio and from a journalism standpoint, the responsibility of radio. And we sure do have a lot of ground to cover in terms of our histories, and we bring it to the table. Richard's an interesting guy. He was one of the gurus and pioneers of the early progressive rock format, and then he was one of the pioneers of the all sports format. And he is, other than cousin Bruce Morrow, he is the second longest running continuous personality in New York radio. And he's also an author. He wrote a book about FM, the rise and fall of rock radio, and a whole murder mystery series. He's quite a guy. Nice. MHinterview.com. MHinterview.com.
Yeah. Michael Neer. All right, that's the story. Wrapping up this portion of the program with Michael. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 minutes for the hour on the countdown.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I always love this theme. All right, Chuck Curry is here to talk about film, television, certain forms of entertainment. It's Movie Moments on the Good Day program. All right, Chucker, what's up with that theme and what we take away from us playing it at the moment?
Actually, this day in television history, January 27, 1976, Laverne and Shirley premieres on ABC, a spinoff of Happy Days. I believe they put it in the 8:30 slot right after Happy Days. And then after a success, I think they put it on Thursday nights at 8 to sort of anchor the Thursday night lineup back in the day. It ran from 76 to 83, starred Penny Marshall, Cindy Williams, a great supporting cast, and a very good show, and did great in the ratings in the 1970s, early 80s.
Right, yeah. No, it was a good show, a fun show. A lot of fun shows at that time. The comedies today are so phony and fake, and the fake
laugh
track.
Different. They're not, the sitcoms today primarily just want to make you laugh, and they'll use vulgarity as much as possible to get you laughing. Back in the day, there was more character development and more connection, I think, to the characters on a human level. Here's one other one. I think you remember this. January 28, 1973. Barnaby Jones premieres on CBS.
Oh my God!
Yes. I didn't catch it in its initial run, but when I used to come home from school, they used to air repeats on CBS Channel 2 locally in New York, and I used to watch that show all the time with my mother. I love that show. Actually, it's a good show.
Yeah. It's fun. I see Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are going to team up again for a new Netflix crime film about kidnapping animals, which I thought was interesting. And one wonders, again, why these two are working. Obviously, getting a big paycheck.
I got to be honest with you. I almost cringe when you use the word Netflix in movies. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, after the story I talked about yesterday, here's, I'll give you an example. Like this weekend, right, is one, basically one movie in wide release. It's called The Underdogs. And it's Snoop Dogg. I don't think it's going to do much box office. But yeah, he plays the next NFL football player who gets in trouble with the law. And he has to do community service and coach a youth a football team.
Now, it's boring.
It's produced by Amazon MGM, right? This is the same company that doesn't want to put Roadhouse remake in the theater, just release it straight to Amazon. The budget on this film, Doug, believe it or not, is $30 million. Now, they're throwing away $30 million in the production budget on a movie that stars Snoop Dogg when, let's be honest, I mean, if you or me were going to finance that and we had the money, I mean, I wouldn't spend more than a few million to produce that film. $30 million? It's never going to get its money back.
Yeah. Robert De Niro was interviewed yesterday, and the focus was not on his movies, but his nine-month-old daughter.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how it changed his life, and he started to cry about how beautiful his daughter is. His daughter's name is Gia. Yeah. The lady he's with right now is Tiffany Shen. And he says when he looks at his daughter, it makes his worries go away. I thought that was kind of...
Listen, I think that's great that the issues, some, you know, the criticism, and it's, you know, I don't have a right to criticism. It's his life, right? You don't.
Exactly.
I mean, but the reality is he's 80 and, you know, it's probably not, he's obviously, he's most likely not going to see the kid when the kid's a teenager going to high school, mm-hmm. or at least graduating high school, you know.
Yep.
But again, it's his life. He's got a right to do whatever he wants to do.
All right, so what's we got this one movie this weekend. What are your predictions for the box office? Pretty much the same thing as last weekend, Beetlejuice.
Yeah, pretty much. I just want to point out, you brought up a story yesterday on about Netflix and Halle Berry, right, that the fact they scrapped the movie. Now, with the top of my head, I don't know where it's called the title, but I know the story. Okay, they shot the movie 2 years ago, it got delayed. They've been working on post-production, and Netflix came and said that they don't want to spend the money on the post-production effects because it deals with, it's a sci-fi movie, so they scrapped it. So they shot the entire movie, and they're going to basically bury it because they don't want to spend the money to do post-production effects. They deem it more than they want to spend. They never did that, you know. They never ever did that stuff until they scrapped the Batgirl movie. Now you're starting to see more of that stuff. Tax write-offs.
Jenna, let's see here. Jenna Ortega and Catherine O'Hara are in Beetlejuice 2. What's the scuttlebutt that you hear? Is it as scary? Is Beetlejuice as scary?
Well, listen, it's gonna be a lot of interest. It'll be one of the bigger movies, I think, probably released in 2024. Michael Keaton back as Beetlejuice, Tim Burton back to direct.
Right.
You know, the first one came out, Doug, in 1988. Think about that.
Yep, I think about that all the time. I was on the radio in 1988, thank you very much, doing this program. All right, Chucker, talk to you Monday, 59, Pat.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.